what you're doing with that magnificent body of yours. These are all decisions, which means you can make new ones. Here are the categories to look at and make a shift and to feel your best. Beginning with the most obvious and one of the most important to me. Number one, fuel. To make it through the long days and many decisions that come with being a human, the mind needs energy. And while the mind is the arena where the battles take place, it is not separate from the body. The amount of fatigue, lack of clarity, and focus you feel are heavily dependent on what you're putting into your body. If you're filling it with bullshit, your body has to prioritize its energy resources to process the junk and repair the damage, which doesn't leave you with much left to fight your inner battles. It may seem like common sense, but think about the last time you missed a meal or hadn't eaten in a while. Remember that feeling of being hangry? Well, in those moments, you're mentally weak. You have no boundaries. The slightest thing will send you into a frenzy. What you eat or don't eat is closely connected to your mood. They say now that our gut is our second brain. And how can you trust a gut that you're poisoning with sugary sodas and processed foods? I'm fully aware that we've been getting messages to eat healthy all our lives. Yet we rarely do anything about it. We prefer the paths of comfort and convenience. So I'm not about to expect that you're going to hear me say the same goddamn thing and suddenly take it. But the more you let this sink in and the more you commit yourself to success and being the best version of yourself you can be, I promise, the easier it is to start fueling yourself right. Until you have that burning purpose, sense of urgency, and goals, you don't really notice the impact of a diet on your energy and thinking, mostly because you're not looking to use your mind to its fullest. But once you connect to those things, you realize that your mind is the most precious resource you have. You will do everything it takes to keep it sharp. At the deepest level, you've recognized that strength of it is the single deciding factor between those that succeed and those that don't, as well as those who can handle success and those who can't. And I don't need to tell you what to eat and what to buy. You already know. You're probably already picturing the exact things you know you've been needing to cut out of your life. You just haven't summoned the will to do it yet. We know what fucked up foods are. We know the shit that we shouldn't eat. We know what causes heart attacks. We know what causes diabetes. We know what causes fucking strokes. Yet most people say, I'm going to eat that shit anyway. Fuck it. So what? I don't give a shit. And then when they get hit with the consequence, they say, oh my God, I can't believe this happened to me. But you can believe it because you helped. I don't choose to help it. I choose not to help it. I choose to say I'm going to lessen the chances of that shit happening to me. Oh my God, heart attacks. That looks like that shit hurts. How do I not get a heart attack? Oh my God, a stroke. What the fuck happens when you get a stroke? It shuts down what? There's a possible chance that you won't be able to use parts of your body. What? Well, what the fuck do I got to do to not get that? Wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. Diabetes. Well, what the fuck? Hold on now. How the fuck do you get that? Is it hereditary? It is. Well, if you didn't catch it, what can you do to fucking lessen the risk of it? Why the fuck do I do that? Well, I don't want that. You can get your foot cut off. Huh? What? Oh, I don't want to get my foot cut off. What the fuck do I got to do to keep my feet? There's a real easy level of logic that most people don't choose to address. It's not complicated. The biggest point I want to make is that you already know what to do. And once you commit yourself to growing your mindset, it will finally start happening. And you'll feel how different life is when you're respecting yourself and fueling yourself right. That don't happen overnight. It's going to take time. I'm still struggling with chips. Throw a goddamn bag of Doritos at me. I finished that goddamn bag in 20 seconds. And I'm not talking about a little small bag. I'm talking about the king size. I don't know what happens to me when I eat Doritos. I just can't stop. I turn into a fucking monster. Chips all in my belly button. Jesus Christ, Kevin. Get yourself together. So what do? I lessen it. Don't put them chips in the house. And if you do, it better be on a Sunday when it's a cheat day. And I excuse myself for being such a slob. Other than that, I don't want to see them goddamn chips. I lessen it. It's okay to know what you can and can't do. But if you know that, then make sure you put yourself in the best possible position to win. I know I do. Don't you bring no goddamn Doritos around me. man down. Don't you bring no Doritos around me. I've walked out of dressing rooms because of Doritos. I went to go see friends perform. Doritos are in a bowl. I got to get the fuck out of here. Why? Because I eat that whole goddamn bowl of Doritos with no regard. I know me, and I'm going to control me, which means I see y'all tomorrow. Let's go to number two. Energy. Fuel is about what you're putting in your body. Energy is about how you're treating your body and promoting energy flow within it. Physical fitness and exercise are one of my main tools of mental strength. It creates an amplifying feedback loop of strength and confidence between my mind and body, like an upward spiral. You apply your mind to push your body. You feel stronger. Your body looks stronger, which makes your mind stronger, which keeps pushing your body, and so on. A strong body is the expression of a strong mind, and it can encourage each other. It doesn't feel comfortable up front to start pushing yourself. You want to sleep in a little longer, start slower, or do it tomorrow. But on the other side of that momentary discomfort is a wealth of energy, which is only unlocked and made available to the mentally strong. The chemicals your body starts releasing make you feel motivated, resilient, and cognitively sharp. Again, you already know what to do. Whether that's lace up your running shoes or hire a trainer. It's about making the mental shift necessary to keep you engaged with it, to push your body regularly. You have to be committed to something greater than your resistance toward it. You have to want your best more than you want to be comfortable. You have to know that greatness hides on the other side. Until you connect with that, you'll always be putting it off. The other part of managing your energy is rest. If you don't get your sleep game on point, you won't be able to consistently feel your best, produce results, and last long enough to have them compound on each other. You know the difference between laziness and rest. You know when you've earned a short break and when you haven't. I'll be honest with you. I love to start my day off correct. For me, working out means that I have started my day off correctly. It means that I woke up this morning, I went to the gym, I worked on my body first. I worked on me first. My body, my mind, I put the work in on me first. Now everything else is coming behind that. I chose to start the day off by working on me. That's why I get up and work out in the morning, because I'm focusing on me. Nothing is coming before that. I can't be the best dad, the best husband, the best boss, the best comedian, the best actor. I can't be any of those things if I'm not the best me. So getting up and working out means that I'm working on me. That's it. Every day when I see progress, it means that it's paying off. Working on me is paying off. Every day when I feel good after leaving the gym, it means that working on me paid off. Every day when I leave the gym with my head up high and my shoulders up straight, it means that my confidence is high because I know that I worked on me. When you go in the gym and you do something that you couldn't do the day before and you conquer it the next day, you leave happy because you see you getting better. It's all about you. I'm just being transparent about what works for me. Find what works for you and use it to your advantage. You may want to go to the gym at the end of the day. And you may want to close your day out by working on you. You may need a boost in the middle of the day by working on you. Whatever it is and whatever time it is, make it make sense and work for you. Number three, input. Most people walk around letting the world beat them over the head with all kinds of useless bullshit and negativity. They let anything and everything into their minds. Social media feeds, email inboxes, conversations, and television sets. All of this input has an impact on your mental game. It programs your mind to think the way other people and advertisers want you to think, or simply have you sink into their level of negativity. Insulate yourself against the noise and intentionally select what you expose yourself to. This is the mental equivalent of controlling what you eat. Don't let any bullshit and bubblegum into your mind. Feed it whole, healthy ingredients, and it will also perform its best. For example, I said it earlier, but I can't stand negativity. I can't stand it, so I keep it away from me. We all have friends that love to talk about negative shit. Hey, man, I just heard such and such got killed. Hey, man, I don't want to know. I never knew them. They're not my friend. They're in no relation to anyone around me or even us. This is just a murder story that serves no purpose of value. I don't want to hear it. Oh my God, man. Y'all see the video of this fucking girl getting smacked? I don't want to see it. I have no desire to see a female get smacked in the face. But man, it's crazy. You got to see her neck go back. I have no desire to see that. No, thank you. Damn, you see the video of this little boy getting jumped? I don't want to see it. See, that's the thing. We don't have enough people that don't want to see it. We have a lot of people that for some reason want to engage in this shit and see it. That to me is a problem. I don't want to see it. And I'm very good at not looking at it. If you've noticed, I've been more reserved when it comes to social media because social media has just become a toxic fucking hub. I have no desire to entertain myself in that realm of toxic. What once was amazing, it's turning ugly. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. So when I am on there, it's about marketing or promotion or giving you the piece of me that I want you to see. Other than that, I'm in my happy box. I wasn't always this way. I used to be on there every day, all day. I did it at the highest level. And guess what? As I saw it turn, I had to make a decision that was best for me. I'm not telling you to do what I did. I'm just telling you why I did it. It's because of the input. I didn't like the input. It's fucking negative. I don't want to hear that shit. When my wife has her friends over, sometimes the friends come over and I just hear a bunch of, you know who I can't stand? I leave. My wife laughs at me. Why are you leaving? I'm not listening to this shit. I don't want to hear it. I can't stand that bitch. You know who I hate? Ew, you know what I can't stand? I'm out. I'll see y'all later. I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. Make the choice to remove the input that's not good for you from you. That's simple. You ain't got to change everybody. All you got to do is change yourself. It don't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter what everybody else is talking about. All that matters is what you choose to accept and not accept. I no longer accept negativity. Which brings me to the next place, our next chapter. Number four, company. This is a good one. See, at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. The impact you make in this world is important, but the people who surround you and share that experience along the way with you, those are the ones that make it all worth it. And your quality of mindset is heavily influenced by the people around you. You start thinking like each other, influencing each other, pushing or pulling on each other's decision-making process. The wrong kind of people won't want you to change. They won't want you to succeed because it reminds them of their own lack of motivation, momentum, and evolution. So they're going to put that negativity onto you in an attempt to control and influence your behavior. It's sad, to be honest. I think it's really sad, but I see it all the time. One of the hardest things you might have to do along the path to success is distance yourself from the people who will try to pull you down. This might even include family. I love my family. I really do. I'm grateful for my family, and I'm grateful to them. But not everyone is going to be so lucky. You might have a parent or a sibling who isn't on your side, who can't set aside their own rigid ideas of how to live life and see you for who you truly are. The right people will do anything they can to lift you up and push you forward because they're committed to the best in you. They want you to be as happy as you can be. They'll make you laugh. They'll keep you in check when they see that you might be straying away from your values and what's healthiest for you. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're also committed to their own happiness and being their best selves. These people are golden. Cherish them and keep them in your life as long as you can. Your company is who will support you in the battles of mental strength. You ultimately have to make decisions on your own, but you need good people to talk things out and get you through. You will sharpen each other's weapons and keep each other's eyes on the prize. That's tough. That's tough because good company is hard to find. You can't be afraid to get put in check. You can't know it all. Some of my dumbest moments have come when I strayed away from my fucking team. When I strayed away, when I went out and I'm on my own and I'm out there thinking reckless and doing stupid shit, I didn't have my team to tap my dumb ass on the shoulder and go sit the fuck down. What's your dumb ass doing, Kevin? Go sit down somewhere. I got that. I have that in the individuals around me. Shout out to the Plastic Cup Boys, Spank, Naeem, Harry, Joey, Quan, John, Boss. Shouts out to y'all. Because without you, I wouldn't be where I am today. I know that. I understand that. I have that. My brother, my goddamn wife, Jesus. You need that. My daughter, my son, who are old enough to say, Dad, sit down. You need people that aren't afraid to put you in check. You need people that have your best interest in mind. You need people that are happy. You want to know what a negative person's real want in the world is? Somebody else that they can be negative with. Misery loves misery. If I don't have a job, what do I want to hang out with a bunch of people with jobs for? I got to find me a friend with no job so we can both talk about how stupid those people are with jobs. If I failed and I didn't do good in school, I need to go find me another dummy that I can talk about how stupid school is with. If I wanted to be an athlete and I quit along the way, I need to go find me another quitter so we can both talk about how stupid these sports are. The only way these conversations have a back and forth component to it is because they have another negative person on the other side. When that negative talks to that positive, the positive gives the answers that the negative doesn't want to hear. School's stupid. Not really. You kind of need it to succeed in life. You ain't trying to succeed? Man, fuck that. All right, I'll see you later, man. I got to go. Where you going? School. Where you going? I'm just going to sit here on the step and wait for Mr. Negative to come. And we're going to do some step sitting today. That's right. We're going to step sit from 9 to 3, and then we're going to go to another step. And that's where the real negativity starts, because we get to talk about the cars that go by. Our day is full. We got a day full of people watching and negative talking. See, so you basically want to have a positive group of individuals around you. And if you're not sure what that is, let me tell you what that is. Positive groups mean people that are proud of you no matter what. People that reinforce and people that encourage. People that motivate. People that inspire. People that are driven. See, wolves hang in packs. You know why? Because when they hunt, they make each other better. We're all going to eat. We're all going to do well. Stay in a pack. We're stronger in a pack. And there's one wolf that's a lot better than the others. There's one wolf that 9 times out of 10 is always responsible for catching a prey. But every wolf plays a major part. They're a fucking team. So regardless of who's where and who has what, in good company, you're forever a team. And a team is there for one another. That's the important part of company. Knowing that I got a fucking team. These are great segues, because now we're going to go to number 5. Number 5, environment. Your physical surroundings influence your thoughts. All day you're thinking about what you've been exposed to, what you've been around, and who you've been around. You can't tell me you went to dinner and that you ate with some people and you leave and then you don't think about that dinner and the conversation that you had. You go to somebody's house, stay for a while at the house, you leave, you think about the house. You think about the people that ran it. You go to an engagement, at a party, a wedding or whatever it is, you leave, you think about it. What are you surrounding yourself with? And what is affecting your thoughts? This comes down to things like how you keep your pad. Is it a mess? Is it? Is it a mess with no intention? Or is it a place you treat as sacred and designed to make you feel good, relaxed, or inspired? This also means your work environment. Do you have a good boss or a bad boss? Do you keep good employees or bad employees? Do you have good coworkers or bad coworkers? This is your everyday. The energy of your team and key leaders can either be toxic to your mind or beneficial. You do have control over your mental environment. But your will is not the only thing dictating what happens in your head. You can remove a lot of friction by cultivating a positive environment that makes you feel good. That's a lot of the heavy lifting right there, people. A lot of it. I like my environment. It's gotten much better over the years. You know why? Because we can backtrack because my company changed. The people that I allow in my environment are so much better than the people that I had in my environment in the past. My home is a home. Everybody not in my home. That's me, my wife, my kids. That's our happy place. We don't have people running in and out of our home. When I go there, it's about family. It's about us. And you know what that's done? That's helped because my thinking space changed. It's one-sided. It's about us. It's about this unit. It's about love. It's about a vibe that we create. It's about this last name, Hart. So in these walls of this environment that I created, nothing else matters. Now you got other environments. My work environment, where I created a different type of environment. Fun, filled, comfortable, personable. In order for Heartbeat Productions to do great work that comes from the heart, then guess what? We got to be connected. We got to be comfortable with one another. We got to feel good. We got to know that everybody in here serves a valuable purpose. So we got to motivate, inspire, and encourage. That's what this environment is about. So if you come to work for me in my environment and you don't have that attitude, then you're not welcome here. Because that's not how this environment functions. I'm the boss. I create this environment. They follow my lead. So if your boss is a dickhead, then the people that work underneath him are going to be a dickhead. I'm the complete opposite. I'm a good guy. I make sure that that's known when you're in my environment. You feed off of that energy. So put yourself in a good environment that you can feed off of. Put yourself in an environment that you fuel from. And if it's not a good environment, think to yourself, how do you change it to make it better? How do you implement yourself in a way that your impact is felt? These are all simple things to think about that we just skip over. We skip over this thought process when instead we should halt, take a second, think about it, and say, what can I do to make a change? Number 6, solitude. People matter. Your environment matters. And so does disconnecting from them once in a while. See, when you're by yourself, you get a break from outside stimulation, opinions, and agendas. You get to sit with yourself and settle into your deepest truths. This can be getting in touch with creative ideas or what you really want or fears and anxieties that you weren't seeing that are getting in your way. To find a path that's most aligned for you and make decisions that lead toward what truly feels like your best life, you have to follow your own coordinates. And the only way to find those is to take time to shut the fuck up and listen to yourself. See, a lot of people keep themselves so busy and so bombarded by things from morning till night that they wake up one day to realize they've been building their lives based off of other people's blueprints. You got to keep checking in. Get right with yourself. Reflect. How do you really feel about who you are and where you're going? And what do you really want? How are you doing in your relationships? Are you falling short? Are you grateful? Is there anything that you've been neglecting in the busyness of life that you know you need to do to feel your best? Solitude brings clarity and stability. You got to be able to check yourself. See, when I made my fuck-ups, we don't have to go through them. We all know it was a lot of them. Let's just put a pin in which one I'm talking about. Let's just generalize it and say fuck-ups. The biggest thing was me stepping away from everybody else. Stepping away from the voices, from the advice, from the direction, stepping away from others and really giving myself a moment of clarity to truly realize what the problem was or is. Kevin, you need to get your shit together. Kevin, you need to grow the fuck up. Kevin, you need to stop putting yourself in positions or places to do dumb shit. We aren't dumb. And I'm talking about us as people. We're not dumb. We can act like it. We all have common sense. We all can embrace reality when we choose to. And within your moments of stubbornness, cockiness, or wrongdoing, sometimes the hardest thing in the world is simply admitting that. It's understanding that. But when you do go, y'all was being a jackass. I was being stubborn. I was mad. I was angry. I said things that I didn't mean to say. I acted on impulse. I did something stupid because I wasn't thinking. That just means you put yourself in a position to do better afterwards. You can always do better. You can always get better. Sometimes the best way to realize that is with solitude. Number 7. The work. Are you actually getting shit done? That's what you need to ask yourself. Are you actually getting shit done? Or are you just talking about getting shit done? Because there's a difference. There's a difference between getting shit done and talking about getting shit done. See, there are a lot of people in this world that love to talk. Week after week, year after year. They're just running their mouth saying the same damn thing. Talking about what they're gonna do. What they're about to do. They tell everyone that they're going to go and they're going to get their money right and they're going to move to New York. Or they're going to finally start executing on this genius business idea that they've been incubating for years. You know what my favorite one is? The producer. Everybody's a producer. That's the easy one. Yeah, well, you know I'm producing now. Oh, yeah? What you producing? Oh, man, you know, we got stuff that we just producing. That's my new thing. I'm producing. I just got into that. So I'm about to take that, make that something special. And once I get that, you know what it is. Listen, that's what talkers do. Talkers never complete their sentences. Hey, look, let me tell you, because you already know. When I get all I need, listen to what I watch. Hey, all right now. You ain't said a goddamn thing. What the fuck are you talking about? Come on now. You already know what I am. I'm about mine. They say shit like that. Hey, you know I'm about mine. When I put my mind on it, you already know. I ain't got to tell you. We cut from the same cloth. What the fuck are you talking about? Understand this, people. Success is about action. It's about moving forward and progress over perfection. See, it's easy to build up castles in your mind, but very few have the mental game to start laying bricks one by one and bring their vision to reality. That's the secret. Either you do the work every single day or you don't. You don't fucking talk about it. I personally can't stand a talker. I don't talk. I'm an action type of guy. Because I feel like when you're talking, you're trying to convince yourself. That's why you're talking. That's why you're speaking out loud. You're trying to convince yourself. Does that mean that you don't believe that you're truly capable of doing the thing that you're speaking about doing? Because if you were, you would just do it. Hey, everybody woke. I'm about to go outside and I'm about to run. Oh, all right, well, why you tell us? We ain't asked you what you was about to do. I'm just letting y'all know I'm about to put one foot after the other and start running as soon as I get outside. All right? See you when you get back. Anybody trying to go with me? No. No, we're not. I probably don't even go then. I thought one of y'all was going to try to go with me. No. Nobody said anything about doing what you were going to do. That's your plan. Yeah. I probably don't even do it then. Yeah, I probably chill. I'm going to go tonight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run tonight. We don't really give a fuck what you do today or tonight. Nobody asked you. Oh, y'all ain't trying to run tonight? You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it this weekend. Hey, man, stop talking to us about the shit that you are trying to convince yourself that you're going to do that you're not going to do. We don't give a fuck. I'm in here eating my cornflakes. I didn't ask you nothing. You got to do the work. Do the work yourself. You ain't got to talk about the work. Fuck you got to talk about it for? Come on now. I'm out here killing. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I want to talk about the practices. This is where you do weird shit that makes you a better person. Here are some exercises to understand, and most importantly, then actually do them to train your mental. The goal is to open up new pathways in your brain and disprove some of your limiting beliefs in order to take on the behaviors and thoughts of a winner and achiever. And in order to be successful in anything, you're going to have to learn to tolerate. You got to tolerate. You have to. There's a lot of shit that I don't want to tolerate that I do tolerate. For example, my son faithfully goes in the bathroom, cuts on the shower, sits on the toilet with his phone and his earbuds, and watches YouTube videos for about 30 minutes while the shower is running. I repeatedly say, Hendrix, get your ass in the shower and stop looking at that phone. And my son repeatedly says, I am, Dad. I am in the shower. Keep in mind, I know what it sounds like when water hitting your goddamn body. I know what a dry voice sounds like. You ain't in no damn shower. Get in the shower. Dad, I am dry as a fucking kite. I have to tolerate this obvious lie that's told to me on a night in, night out basis. Could I kick in the door? Yes. Could I bust in the room and show my son that I'm not a fucking stupid father? Yes. Yes, I could. But I choose not to. I choose to go back and forth with my son because he looks at this moment of time, as his freedom, as his quiet time. That little 15, 20 minutes that he sits on that goddamn toilet with that phone. That's his time. He does the same time every fucking day. So you know what I choose to do? I choose not to let it piss me off. I tolerate it. My wife fucks with the thermostat in the house every goddamn day. Every day she turns that bitch to hell. I don't know what her problem is. It's hot outside. I live in California. It's already fucking hot. Why you got the heat on? I didn't put the heat on. You did put the heat on. Nobody else put the heat on. Somebody else must have touched it. No, they fucking didn't. I know you touched it. Because you always touch it. At nighttime, I wake up in fucking night sweats. You would think somebody threw a bucket of goddamn water on me. Hey, stop turning the heat up. I ain't turning the heat up. Honey, I'm not just fucking sweating for nothing. Somebody turned the heat up. That's somebody else. It ain't me. You're lying. I tolerate it. I chose to shut my mouth and just take my night sweats and keep it moving. I've woke up in a night sweat for the last 7 months consecutive days. Day after day, I wake up at 2:45 a.m. feeling like I peed the goddamn bed. It's only my side. I do the same thing. I get up, go in my closet, take off the pajamas that I just sweated the fuck out, get back in the bed butt-ass naked, and I sleep in my wet spot. I tolerate it. You got to learn to tolerate. Those are the things that I just choose to tolerate. Everything shouldn't get to you. Toleration. Let's keep it moving. Number one, discomfort. See, a core practice of mental strength is recognizing feelings of discomfort as your body's way to signal challenges that you must move toward. You start to love this feeling because you face it enough times to know that you can handle it and what will happen once you've walked through it. Discomfort is the dragon that guards the gold. Behind that feeling is the treasure we're looking for. I'm talking about greatness, power, growth, and success. That's the treasure. It only makes sense, right? How could you get bigger and better in life if you always play within the confines of your comfort zone? All that's going to do is produce the same result over and over again. Your comfort zone is trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you from taking risks and looking like a dummy. It is the enemy that surrounds you. This is the front line you're fighting to push back against, people. And when you start making the decision to face discomfort rather than avoid it, you start expanding yourself and what's possible for you. Discomfort is key. You can't do what's comfortable. Not all the time. You can't. Let's take, for example, the movie I did entitled Fatherhood. Now, you've either seen this movie or you haven't. What I mean by that is, depending on when I dropped this book, the movie has either come out or it didn't. So I'm going to talk in an in-between phase. Like maybe it did or maybe it didn't. So if you did see it, you would know that there was a level of discomfort in me taking a role. The reason why is because the role was different for me. There was a high level of emotion that I had to display. I've never cried on camera. I've never buckled and been sad and been a complete fucking wreck on camera. I've never done it. So when I talked to the studio about it, and I talked to the director about it, the conversation was simply about, Kevin, do you think you can? My answer was like, I know I can. Why? How do you know? Because I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna put myself in a position to give the performance of a lifetime because I'm putting the pressure on myself to step up to the plate and knock the ball out the park. This is different. It's scary that it's different, and I like that. I like the fact that I'm nervous. You know why? Because that's discomfort. I'm not comfortable. So the pressure to find success in what I have not done is an amazing feeling that I like for me. Because I need to respond to it for me. I need to show myself that I'm more than capable of doing what I haven't done. I put myself in that position to win, not to lose. I put myself in a position of discomfort because I was confident that I would eventually find comfort. Come on now. Y'all don't hear me though. That was another nugget that came out my butt. I don't know how many golden nuggets I done shitted on y'all, but it's a lot. Gems and nuggets, baby. All I'm doing is dropping them. I'm gonna keep it going. All right, number two, visualization. Visualization is mentally rehearsing for the outcomes you want in life. Your emotions respond to visualization. And your emotions affect your actions. I'm going to say that again. What I want you to do, I want you to write this down. Your emotions affect your actions. See, when you've walked through a scenario in your mind, feeling and looking the way you want to, you've emotionally prepared yourself to create that experience. This might be killing a job interview, creating an international company, having a great date, or performing on stage. You set your aim for how you want to be and how things will go, and you can then more easily act in accordance with that vision. Whether they know it or not, people are already using the power of visualization. But they walk around misusing this power all day. They let negativity take the steering wheel and constantly imagine the worst case scenarios, worrying about what could go wrong. All they do is rehearse and prepare for what they don't want to happen. And guess where they end up? Yes, there's a benefit in thinking positive. I'm a positive thinker all day, every day. All day, every day, I'm a positive thinker. Thinking positive just brings positive results. So why think negative? Why embrace the negative? Why embrace the possibility or thought of doubt? I never understood that. When people go, yeah, man, I'm going to go to work today, but I'm probably going to be late. Why? You've already made the decision to be late before you even stepped out the goddamn bed. You don't have to be late. Man, I ain't trying to play basketball with y'all. I'm going to fuck around, go out there and get hurt. Why? You injured yourself before you started to play. Man, I ain't lifting them weights. I'll fuck around, throw my back out. You've never picked it up. Hey, man, I ain't trying to go all the way down there. I'm not trying to go down there and be stuck on that side of fucking town with a bunch of crazy people. What crazy people? You didn't meet nobody over there yet. Why do you think there's crazy people there? You put negativity in the air, you're speaking it into existence. you can make the same decisions with the positive side rather than the negative side. No, man, I'm not trying to play basketball with y'all. Only reason why, man, seriously, because I'm not into the game the way I used to be. And if I played it, I'm probably not going to play it at my full potential. So I would rather just not play it at all. That's a different side of thinking. That's a different approach. There's a way to implement positive thinking in a way where it can replace the doubt. Don't speak that shit into existence. Why? Why? That's my biggest question. Why? Every day, prime your mind and body for the best possible outcomes. Visualize them and feel the power, joy, and the confidence that you want to feel. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. This has changed my life, and I know it'll change yours. I know it. You have to visualize shit. You got to see what nobody else will. You got to. Nobody else can see or predict your outcome better than you. Nobody can see it better than you. Because only you can visualize it and then put the needed amount of work behind what you saw. You got to put that work in. You got to do that. Because you saw what you saw. Nobody else saw what you saw. I can't see what you see. I don't have your eyes. You don't have my eyes. So what I visualize for myself, you can't see. You don't know what the fuck I'm trying to do in year 23. I do. Because I already visualize it. You don't know what the fuck I want to do by the time I'm 50 years old. You got no idea what my plan is. I do. Because I visualized it. I already saw it. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen because I know what I'm working towards. And the only way it's not going to happen is if I get in my own way. Facts. That's on period. That's something I heard my daughter say, and I've been repeating it for the last couple weeks. I think that's what the kids are saying now. That's on period, my G. She's not talking about her cycle, is she? Wait, now that I think about that, wait a minute. Could that possibly be about her? No. Because then it would be, that's on my period. No, yeah, she's saying that's on period. So I guess it's saying that's on, and that's the end of that statement. Because a period is how you end something. Hey, man, I don't know what the fuck these kids are doing these days. But they do. You know why? Because they're visualizing it. They're visualizing what people are going to say or feel about these stupid things that they're making up. They knew that I would be confused about that, which is why they told me. Well played, kids. Well played. I say what I say to simply make you understand that it's not hard to visualize positivity. And if you do, in return, you'll get positive results. That's my philosophy. That's what I've done, and that's what's worked for me. All I'm doing is suggesting things that could possibly work for you. These are all suggestions coming from me for you. Let's keep it moving. We're going to number 3, energy assessment. Oh, yeah. To keep a car running strong, you need to run diagnostics and check the health of the engine. You need to do the same for your own mind and body. So you can't crush everything at the same pace every day. Sometimes the move is to hit the gym. Sometimes the best thing to do is to stretch and recover. Sometimes you have to figure out where to get the focus you need to tackle something that day. Check in and do energy assessments. Ask, where am I at? What do I need? What will serve my goals and my body and my mind best today? It doesn't sound badass, but if you've been hustling, sometimes the answer is to take a nap. A nap is powerful. Don't underestimate the power of a fucking nap. Why do you think they call them power naps? You never thought about that, did you? You ain't never think about that. Hey, man, I'll be right back. I'm going to go take a power nap. Why do you think they call it a power nap? Because that nap is giving you power. And when you wake up from that nap, you're going to feel recharged. You're going to feel ready to go. You won't be productive and have a strong mental game if you aren't properly rested or well-fed. Which brings me back to energy assessment. You want to know how I got this knowledge? Because I was the guy that was trying to do everything on no sleep. I was a guy trying to go 15, 16 hours a day. No rest, no sleep. Wake up in the morning, go again. Yeah, Kev, you eat breakfast? Nah, I don't need it. Come on, let's go. We out. We got stuff to do. And then at some point, you crash. Some point, you hit a low. And when you hit that low, you're in an environment that's not good for that low. You're in an environment around go-getters, around creative thinkers, around forward movers. And you somewhere dozing the fuck off in between conversation. You're not your best because you didn't give yourself the opportunity to be your best. It's just like a car. If you don't take care of that fucking engine, that car gonna break down. When that car break down, you gonna be an East Bubble fuck stuck. God damn. Where you at? I don't know. Look like I'm under a bridge, I tell you that. Damn sure don't look safe. What happened? How'd a car break down? I don't know. Talking about it ain't got no oil. Fucking overheating. When last time you got a tune-up? I ain't get no tune-up. Ain't nobody tell me get no tune-up. When last time you took it to go get it looked at? Ain't nobody tell me I need to go get it looked at, man. I just been driving this bitch. How many miles you got in the car? 68,000. What? You ain't got an oil change or a tune-up, and you got 68,000 miles on that fucking car? Oh, man, anybody tell me that? My tires bust. Why your tires bust? I don't know. They talking about they was bald. Bald? You got bald tires? When the last time you got new tires? I ain't never get no tires. Anybody tell me I need to get no tires? I thought I was rolling. The same energy and effort that goes into taking care of that ride should go into taking care of you. You need rest. You need rest. Power naps. I live by them. Stop talking to me for 15 minutes. Watch what the fuck happened. I'm out. And when I wake up, I'm going to have a fucking boost of energy like you never seen before. You going to think I did crack. You going to think I took a hit of cocaine. I was right in front of him. I saw him sleep. But did you just sniff some shit, Kevin? You woke up fucking energized. Because I took a power nap, motherfucker. That's me snoring. Number four, force field. I love this. Every graduate of the Kevin Hart Mental Fitness Bootcamp needs a force field. Imagine there's a bubble shield surrounding you that repels negativity and shit talking. And it stops it from penetrating the mind. See, on the inside, feel an unshakable sense of strength and connection to yourself. This is what you're protecting. Try as they might. This is what the world won't be able to get a piece of. You understand me? You cannot let the world get a piece of your sense of strength and your connection to yourself. Practice using your force field by not being bothered. See, for a lot of people, their force field malfunctions when they spend time with their family. Suddenly, we let them in so easily, and all the smallest comments get a reaction. You got to practice not being fazed, people. Treat them like any other hater or internet troll. Let it bounce right off you. Throughout the day, you know what I do? I visualize this force field so the feeling carries through the times where I'm focused on other things. Practicing this has changed the way I feel when things come at me, and it affects the way I carry myself when I step into a room. It reinforces a deep emotional sense of unmessable witness. New word alert. Unmessable witness. Unmessable witness. You heard me. New word alert. Force fields are key. You got no one to fucking put them up. Somebody say some stupid shit to you, just say force field. They're gonna go, what the fuck does that mean? Force field. Force field is my protective bubble so the negative shit you saying doesn't affect me. Nothing you say will affect me because I have my force field up. Force field. It sounds childish, but it works. Anytime I hear some negative shit, force field. I don't got time for that. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't even want to engage. That's what I used to do. I used to engage into the bullshit. When people would say stupid shit, I talked about this when I did Joe Rogan's podcast. How some people say shit just because they think it's the cool thing to say. That's why some people choose to be negative. when everybody's talking good about a movie? Oh my God, man, I love Jumanji. I didn't. Why not? I didn't fucking like it. Why didn't you like it? Because I didn't like it. Did you really see it? No. But I heard it was ass. Force field. You're just looking for a negative reaction. And I didn't use my movie because that's what people were saying about my movie. It's the first thing that came to my mind. What I'm trying to do is just give an example of people that are being negative. And sometimes you feed into that negativity and then you're a fucking part of that fucking thing. That ugly, nasty thing. But if you put your force field up, it bounces off you. It doesn't even get to you. You can't be triggered because you got your force field up. Kevin, you know what I hate? Force field. I don't want to hear it. Force field. I mean, guys, if you can't see by now that everything that I'm saying, it all connects. It all connects. All of this stuff should go in one big circle. Because if you got the mental strength to basically apply the unmessable withness, it could be because you're using your force field properly. I'm not letting you in to my space because I have a high level of unmessable witness and I know how to use my force field. And the reason why I use my force field is because I choose to think positively. Look at that. I just wrapped the last couple points that we talked about all in one to give you a clear understanding of how I use them. This shit worked, man. I just thought about something. Should I start a talk show like Dr. Phil, but call it Dr. Kev, Dr. KH. Dr. KH gonna break it down. I would just be a little more vulgar than your average therapist or doctor. So what do you think my problem is, Dr. KH? I'm gonna tell you what your motherfucking problem is. You ain't putting up your fucking force field. What, huh? Excuse me? You heard me. You ain't using your unmessable witness. What does that mean? It's a new word, motherfucker. That's how I get through. By talking to you crazy. Talking to you crazy, getting a laugh out of you, triggering your sense of humor, ultimately making you comfortable and relaxed, which makes you listen, which allows you to receive. Come on now. Y'all don't hear me, though. What was that? A chicken nugget. Where did it come from? My butt. Nuggets out my butt on y'all. I'm gonna keep it going. I'm gonna keep the motherfucking party going. DJ, play another. Number 5. Antivirus software. No, we did not switch and move to a digital space. Watch how I break this down. Antivirus software. Think of your mind as the operating system on a computer. It has a set of software and programs it runs to perform certain functions. And it can also download bugs and viruses along the way. These viruses can come from your own beliefs and thinking, or they can come from negative commentary and people around you. Either way, it starts to fuck up the way your computer works. Having antivirus software in your brain means running regular scans to clear out all of the bullshit that's running around in the background that's preventing you from running optimally and functioning your best. Throughout the day, reflect on your own thought process and attitudes. Think, where's my head at? Is the conversation I've been having with myself a positive one? Have the decisions I made today taken me down the high road or the low one? Am I thinking from a place of confidence and possibility? Or is there some other shit running right now that I need to Control-Alt-Delete? It also means stopping pop-ups and spam from getting into your system in the first place. You got to filter out those things and the people that are bringing a harmful or useless energy. You're surrounded by conversations that are indulging and promoting negativity. Don't participate. Don't let them throw off your mental. That's why you have to understand the antivirus software. Think about it. When you're on your computer and some bullshit pop up, what do you do? What do you do? You get rid of it. You instantly go, that's a fucking pop-up. That's some fucking virus shit. Don't click on that. Instantly, don't click on that. And when you do click on it, what happens? Fuck, my computer froze. God damn it. My computer's sick now. I got a virus. I gotta take it. I gotta get the goddamn virus. Taking out this shit is goddamn the biggest inconvenience in the world. It's the biggest inconvenience in the world. All because I clicked on some shit that I knew I shouldn't have clicked on in the first place. But now I know what not to click on. So fuck that. Every time I see it, no, sir. Don't open that email. That's a virus. That look like a virus. That could be a virus. You on alert. You on high alert because you allowed the virus to get in before. And that's the last thing you want to deal with again. We've all allowed some bullshit into our lives, and we've all dealt with it. Some choose to learn from it, some don't. If you've seen what the bullshit can do, if you've seen the damage that it caused, don't click on it again. Don't click on it. Use your antivirus software and choose not to click. That's a great fucking comparison. Man, get the fuck away from me. You're a virus. Girl, get the fuck out of my life. You're a virus. Don't you bring them badass kids around me. Those kids are viruses. That old lady is a virus. That old man is a virus. I don't want to be around no goddamn virus. Get that shit away from me. I'm not going to click on you. Control-Alt-Delete. Backspace. You're laughing, but at the same time, it makes sense. You're smiling, and you're laughing. Fuck, Kev is funny, man. But it makes sense. I'm just using the humor to get through quicker. Tell somebody, man, get control, fucking backspace, delete, bitch, get out. Get out of my car. I'm not clicking on you. It works. I think we on a roll. Do y'all feel like we on a roll? I do. I feel like we on a good roll. Right now, I'm going to adjust myself in my chair. You guys might hear this. That's me getting comfortable. You know, I've been working on my lower half. So my legs and my butt is getting bigger. A lot of squats. So when I wear sweatpants, they make a lot of noise. That's what y'all heard just now. That's me and my sweatpants. I should mention that my sweatpants don't have any pockets, which weren't my best choice today. I definitely could have did better. Thank God you guys can't see me. And this is audio. This is truly when I dress my worst. That's just a little piece of transparency. Also, I should admit that I haven't washed my ass. Let's go ahead and lay it all out there. See that? I'm being open and I'm being transparent. I'm just showing you that it's okay. It's okay to not care. Let's keep moving. Let's go to number 6. Self-challenging. Challenge is what calls you to a higher standard and accelerates your growth. Life will throw plenty of them at you. Trust me, I know. But why wait around for them? See, the secret to great success is to begin challenging yourself. The more you do it, the more agile and ready you will be for life's surprises and tests along the way. At any given time, 2 questions you can start asking yourself on a regular basis are, am I doing my best and how can I do better? Becoming your own coach and accountability system will elevate you into an elite realm of top performers. It will have you constantly looking for the best ways to do things, the smartest ways, the most effective and most efficient ways. Self-challenging tests your hunger and determination and keeps you sharp at your best in every possible way. We're now touching, people. We're touching up. We're touching up right now. I'm making sure that you're comprehending. I'm making sure that you're getting this stuff. I'm beating this shit in your head. Self-challenge. I talked about this a little bit when I was talking about discomfort. All of this stuff goes hand in hand. And here's the crazy thing. It's not the same. These are different doors that you can open up that will lead you into a new space, into a new realm of thinking. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I ain't gonna tell you nothing that I haven't done or tried myself. This is what I've applied to my life. These are the things that have made me better. I'm just trying to lay out the roadmap, people. That's it.